Environmentalists and scientists are still parsing the impact of a new global agreement on biodiversity. The deal was struck by almost 200 countries late last month. It will increase the amount of land and ocean protected from development. It will also require countries to take the value of ecosystems into account when making development decisions. The agreement comes as populations of thousands of species are plummeting around the world, and chief among them are birds. A recent study found that 13% of the world's birds are in serious trouble, and the problem has many causes. One of them is coffee. Yep, you heard that right. Your morning cup of joe may be harming songbirds. But as Diane Toomey reports, there are efforts to change that.
Pay a visit to the coffee aisle of an upscale market like this one near Boston, and the choices can be a bit overwhelming.
There's coffee stamped organic, there's fair trade, there's a coffee here that has a stamp with something called Whole Planet Foundation Supplier Alliance for Microcredit, whatever that is.
Now add one more specialty label to the conscientious coffee list. At a crowded natural products convention in Boston, a booth features a big picture of a Baltimore Oriole sitting atop a tree.
It's a migratory bird that's suffering declines. It happens to hang out in coffee plantations in Central America and Mexico.
Richard Rice is a researcher with the Smithsonian Migratory Bird Center. He's here to market what the center calls its bird-friendly coffee certification program.
The concept really grabs people when they understand it and get it.
The concept is about preserving bird habitat. Smithsonian researchers have documented steep declines in many migratory bird species in recent years. There are a number of reasons for that, but Rice says habitat destruction on coffee farms is a big one.
Those declines happened at the same time that much of the coffee lands in Central America were undergoing a change.
From traditional farms, in which coffee is grown under a lush canopy of shade trees, to high-yield varieties that grow in full sun.
The differences are quite drastic. Even though the sun coffee is quite green, it's actually, in terms of diversity, it's very much of a green desert.
In other words, these new coffee plantations are bad news for birds. And even fair trade or organic standards don't say anything about habitat preservation. That's why the Smithsonian developed its standards, to encourage coffee farmers to keep their shade trees. Earning the trademarked bird-friendly label isn't easy. Among other things, coffee farms must have a minimum number of native tree species and even a certain density of leaf volume. They also have to be organic. In exchange, these farms earn a premium price for their beans. But the Smithsonian program isn't the only shade-grown coffee game in town. You might have seen a little green frog on some coffee containers. Well, that's the seal of approval from the Rainforest Alliance.
The certification program is a comprehensive set of standards on social, environmental, and economic principles.
Alex Morgan runs one of the Rainforest Alliance's sustainable agriculture programs. The Alliance's standards are broader than the Smithsonian, but not quite as rigorous when it comes to shade trees. And there's another difference. Farms don't have to meet those shade standards up front.
When you're dealing with coffee farmers that may not have the means to comply within a year or two, then you have to be practical within the realities of what those people can do on a farm.
The Rainforest Alliance strategy, Morgan says, is more about helping coffee farmers move in the right direction. So which approach preserves more bird habitat? Morgan says bird-loving coffee drinkers shouldn't sweat the difference. Choose coffee certified by his Rainforest Alliance or the Smithsonian. But Morgan adds, it's important not to pit any of the certifications out there against one another.
Because when you add up what is certified, you're really talking about less than 10% of the coffee supply. And so what we should all be doing is really looking at how can we get the rest of that coffee supply under the umbrella of one or numerous certification programs.
Bottom line, observers say, look for substance behind any claims. Take, for instance, the term shade grown. There are bags of coffee on the shelves with that claim, but without any certification. That doesn't sit well with Julie Craves. She's an ornithologist at the University of Michigan who runs a website analyzing coffee certification programs.
Shade coffee is not that there's a shade tree. Shade coffee is that it's habitat. So I don't believe that they're trying to be purposely deceptive, but unless it's verified by a third party under some sort of scientific standards, I don't think it means very much.
Whatever the standard, Rainforest Alliance, Smithsonian Bird Center, or something else, If you want to buy truly bird-friendlier coffee, you're likely to pay a premium. But if you don't, ornithologist Julie Crave says, it's the birds that pay the price.
I have a little thing I tell people. There is no such thing as cheap coffee.
For The World, I'm Diane Toomey.